So this is a lifestyle and fandom podcast. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to part two of our season premiere for season two, titled basically, We're Back. Let's just jump right back into it, so seeing what we've been up to and other stuff that we've been reviewing and checking out. So first up is my Disney trips. Let's hear my review. Went to Disney, not once, but twice.
Nice.
Well, yeah, I was away from Disney, obviously, for 2 years because of the Panini. So not be able to go to Disney, which sucked because at one point I was a cast member and I would have loved to go to Disney because as a cast member, it would have been really special. But then by the time I wasn't a cast member anymore, I still wasn't able to go. So now I'm no longer a cast member, but I was able to go to Disney. I went for a week in August and it was my girlfriend Rachel's first time ever. She had been to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween, which is just Magic Kingdom for a few hours once.
Yeah.
But that's like nothing compared to like actually doing Disney. Mm-hmm. And we stayed at the Pop Century Resort, which you stayed at the Pop Music, right? Or you stayed at Movies?
I stayed at almost all of them. I just didn't stay at the sports one.
Okay. I stayed at the Movie Resort. One of them was closed or two of them were closed, but now some are reopening. I've stayed at the sports one before, but that's the only one I ever stayed at. And now this is my first time staying at the movie one, which was great because it's so close to Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
And luckily when we went, because we went at the end, we went a week before, was it Labor Day? Whatever the holiday is. We went a week before Labor Day. So because of that, there was like nobody there because the Floridians are back to school. Some other states are back to school too. And then it's like a week before the major holiday when everyone's there. So there was literally like no crowds, which was the best time ever. I mean, I always tell people the best time to go to Disney is in September and or January to March before spring break. But this was really great because there was nobody there. But the only thing is you have to deal with the heat because it is so Florida.
Yeah, you went at a very hot time.
Luckily there was a lot of overcast and it was like really not so bad until the last 2 days. Mm-hmm. So like going there, like it was great and it was like supposed to rain, but like, you know, those like days when it's like supposed to rain but it actually doesn't rain, so it's like nice and cloudy so you're like not dying, so like that's what it was. So like thank God, but some of the days were bad because some of them were like really hot. Not as bad as when me and you went though. When me and you went, it was bad.
It was like scorching. We were like underneath a little awning, laying there.
The one and only time I've ever been to Tom Sawyer's Island was with you, because we went to the island and we sat in shade and watched the parade for 2 hours, just sitting there.
Didn't even want to like attempt to go back and just stand there in the heat. We were like, we could see it from here, so we're good.
Yeah, time they had that ginormous float where Tinkerbell's at the top, so you still get to saw Tinkerbell and wave to her from across the water. It was perfectly fine. Zoom in on the camera and act like we were just there.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Yeah. So that was like that this time. It was great though for the other days. Like the first one we did was, and at the time there was no extra magic hours for the resort people because of COVID, which now has changed as of October 1st. So I just missed it. Now they're doing it. But so it's rope dropping. So for anyone that's like not Disney person, rope dropping is basically like when you get to the park an hour before it opens, you stand outside, you wait at the gate, they let you in at like, let's say the park opens at 9, they'll let you in like 8:15, but they're not really letting you in, they're like walking you, then they wait a little bit more, then they walk you to wherever you're going because most people go to like the most popular areas. You wait again, and then when it's closer to park opening, they actually walk you to the ride, so you are technically the first people on the ride.
Got it.
So we did it for Animal Kingdom, which was great. We actually didn't really need it though, because that's again, it was the first day, so I didn't realize that people were really going to be gone. Like I thought it was going to be crazy the entire day, and we actually didn't need it. So Animal Kingdom opened at 8, so our asses were on that bus at like 6:45 in the morning, but it was the closest one. So we were the first people, like literally in line. We were like right next to the cast members because our resort was so close to Animal Kingdom. Like I think we were the closest one beside Animal Kingdom Lodge. So like we didn't even need to go that early. We could have gone a little later, but it's fine. And then literally got walked to Pandora. And then we were the first, we were like the third or second group on Flight of Passage, which was mm-hmm. great. But nice. The rides the entire day were like walk on. So the longest Flight of Passage was 40 minutes. So I was like, oh, we didn't even need to do this.
That's amazing. That is so good.
It was so great.
Hours long.
Everything was a walk on. Every single thing. Everest was a walk on. Like everything was amazing. I didn't stay the whole day at Animal though, because it did get hot. And then we were there at 6 a.m. But we left at like 5 and the park closed at like 8. So like it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It was great. Hollywood was great. Hollywood at the time was still doing the virtual queue. Now it's no more, but we were doing the virtual queue for Rise Resistance, which was great. We got it twice. The best ride ever. It was my first time riding it. Literally, I think it's the best Disney ride that ever existed. It's amazing. I can't wait for you to do it in the future, even if you're not a Star Wars fan. Like, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Rachel went in there only seeing the end of, she saw the last Disney movie that they made.
Okay.
Not any other movie. Just that last one. Yeah. So then, and she still had a great time. And we've ridden it like 3 times since. So even if you're not a big Star Wars fan, like I really recommend it to people. Well, now I have a different story. Well, I'll get there though. So then, yeah, that was great. Hollywood was the same. Like there was waits, but not a lot. And same for the rest of the week. Like we did Epcot. Epcot was really hard though, because it was scorching hot. And that's the hardest park to do when it's hot. And I had the cutest little Mary Poppins outfit on. And of course, that was the one day that Mary Poppins didn't come out. She came out like the day before. And they were like, oh, she was here yesterday, but I'm sorry, she's not here right now. And I was like, great. So it's fine. But that was great. And I went for the Food and Wine Festival, which was interesting. I know like that's the one thing like me and you always wanted to try, but I think that you wouldn't have been as impressed as we hyped it up in our minds, which makes me really sad, because that's we hyped it up exciting. A lot. Yeah, it was a little disappointing. Like it was great, it was really good, but even for you, like you don't eat a lot of meat, and I don't eat a lot of meat. Like, I eat meat, but I eat like chicken and beef and some pork, but like I'm not like crazy about it. I just basically eat chicken. Like a lot of it like you wouldn't have ate, and a lot of it I didn't eat. And it's not because it was like not good. It just was like, okay. Like, I don't know if it's just like whatever this year, but even some of the stuff we got, like Rachel got raviolis from the Italian one, and she and we liked them, but she was like, it reminds me of the Trader Joe's ones. And I was like, that's not good. I was like, it reminds me of Trader's is good, but if this is supposed to be like some fresh quality ravioli, it should not remind you of the one that we picked up at the grocery store.
Right. That's like frozen.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So like that was my thing of it. And some of the stuff, like we had like some stuff from France that was like, it was good, but it was like a little soggy. It just like, but I will say I did not get to go to Japan or China for their booths, like, and they the best. So maybe that would have made my experience better if I had gone there. And it also was like really hot. I don't understand how people can like drink so much when you're like dying of sweat. Like how are you dying of sweat? And you're like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and get a beer, right? Or not a beer, because beers are refreshing, but like, I don't know.
Even when well, beers make you feel like heavy. Like people will drink beer like on the beach, and I'm like, how the fuck do you do that? It is like so
the margarita line was insane. And we stood in the margarita line because I really wanted to try it. But even then, like I got a frozen margarita, and even then, like it was refreshing. But then after a while, I was like, this is like it's hot. Like, how am I gonna drink this?
Yeah. No,
being so I need to go to Epcot and like not then. Like I was like, and it sucked because that was my first time experiencing Epcot, and she didn't like it as much. But more of like, I kept being like, well, we got to come back. Like we got to go to Epcot in the middle of January. Like you'll love it, the best time ever. Mm-hmm. It's eating and drinking, but it's so much better when it's not. You're dying.
Oh, that's the bad. The bad thing about Epcot is there's like no shade. Like you're walking in like essentially a big circle, and there is no shade unless you go inside one of the worst like the restaurants, and they have like coverings and things, but it's like if you're walking from place to place, it's essentially just sun. So if you go on a really hot day,
and on our day too, it was really humid because it kept being on and off of the fucking rain, so it was even more humid on top of it. So it was just like it was not great. But Magic Kingdom was great. Amazing. My first time ever doing Jungle Cruise. I realized I never did that growing up.
Oh.
Did you do that ride?
I've never done it, but I've heard like fun things about it.
Yeah, I never did it because like even when we went, we avoided it. It's just, I guess, growing up, my family just was like, I guess also it's always a long wait. And the queue for it is like outside and it's like really like hot. So I think that's why my family always avoided it. I did it and I fell in love with it. It was so funny. It's so punny. Aww. It's just so really punny. Like the best part about it is the skippers. They're so funny, which I'm sure people listening who are like big Disney people have been a lot. I've been like, duh, the ride's been around for years. Okay, I thank you, but it's my first time doing it. So I know I'm a big Disney fan, but that was my first time doing that ride. And it was the best ever. I loved it. But yeah, Magic was great. It's my last time seeing Happily Ever After, which is the show that you got to see.
Yeah.
Which was the best show ever. And I cried because I'm missing it because this is what I'm getting at, guys. I went for the 50th anniversary, kind of. I went, so the 50th was on October 1st. I went the 4th to Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios, which was a very interesting experience. They got rid of the ritual line that I was just talking about. And they said, F that, give us money. Well, they didn't start the money thing till after I left, but now they're like, give us money to go on rides.
Right.
But before that, before I was there was no money thing. So at that time they were like, F that, stand in like a 3-hour line to get on this ride. Insane. Because there's like no room for it. Cause the queue is not big enough for that. So like the queue also went into the Muppets queue. It went out into the back lot. It went back in. You were like going in and out, in and out. It was insane.
Oh my gosh.
So we like got there at like right when it opened. We got there at like 9, or we got there at 8. It opened at 9, but they weren't letting us in early because we weren't resort residents and they were starting that. So we had to just stand there and wait. Then when they let us in, we like all were like running basically over there. And we did, and it took us about an hour and a half. And then we got the ride. It went quick because it was the morning, but I didn't regret it because like Rachel at the time, I said, why don't we do this later and we go do every other ride because nobody's going to that ride right now. I was like, no, because it's the, what if this goes from like 90 minute wait to like 3 hours because it's been that. So I was like, I'm scared if that's the point. And that should stay at 90 minutes the entire day and everything else went up. So everything else was an hour. Everything else was like an hour and a half. Now, because people, I guess, were like, okay, I'm not going to wait for that. So I'm going to go on this.
Yeah.
But then it like after's over in the end. But it was fine. We did a few of the rides. And then we went to Magic, which was great. It was crowded, but the stores were insane. People were like going ape. I don't know if you saw them like online. People were going crazy. No. Oh my gosh. I'll send you the TikToks. People were going crazy over just the merchandise. Like people, the first day it opened, like I was seeing on the first, people were like, there was a fight in the stores over the Starbucks tumblers. There was like crowds of people being like,
God,
whatever. People are selling that stuff for hundreds and hundreds of dollars. It's insane. And it's sad too, because it's like, first off, why? Second, the merchandise is really good. And it sucks because then if you went there, you weren't able to get it because we were like all expecting to get all the stuff and I was like planning to get all the stuff. But like I understand they didn't anticipate it to be this crazy, but it seems like, then again, it seems like people who are bought it, people who are reselling it. So it just sucks because we couldn't get it just for ourselves. Like there was so much stuff I couldn't get. And then because like people were still going in looking for their stuff, the stores were just so crazy. I had to like take multiple times where I just like stepped outside just to relax because I was like getting anxiety and like I suffer from anxiety and Disney's the one place where I can go and never feel anxiety because it's like my relaxing place. And I was like so overwhelmed by the fact that I also was feeling so much anxiety and like almost an anxiety attack because I was at Disney, and that was a lot for me to like process. But it also was just like it was crowded and I don't do well in crowds like that, and it was overwhelming.
Yeah,
it was like ridiculous over like a pair of like Mickey ears. Like it just was a lot. But the rest of the day was great. People just like to get it.
Are just such, like, I get it. There are people who are obsessed with Disney. That's great. But you should not be fighting or even arguing with someone over a material item. It's not that serious. You're already in Disney, which like some people will never be able to do. So just accept the fact that you're not going to get the Starbucks 50th anniversary
purple cup
mug and move on and go do all the other things that you could do at Disney because you're there.
Exactly.
Or just crazy.
So it was sad. I did get a lot of cool stuff though, and I liked it. And then we also went to World of Disney the next day, and it was just as bad as Disney Springs, just as crazy in terms of crowds, which sucks because I purposely flew a few days after because of that, because I was like, I knew I couldn't handle it. And even at the airport, mad people were leaving. Like, you know when at the Atlanta airport, when you're going in the thing and you're going that way, mad people were like coming to go home. So I'm in my head thinking like, oh, everyone's leaving. It's Monday. Also, like, who go home? There was still a lot of people. There was still a lot of people, but just in the stores. And the rides were pretty long, but like normal long, like busy season long, like 40 minute waits, like things like that. So it is what it is. It's fine. It's not a big deal. But I had a great time. But what I was going to get at too was the fireworks show. It's a new fireworks show. Was okay. You probably will see it eventually because it's going to be off for a while. Next time when we go for our trip together, I'm curious to see what your opinion will be. But you're going to be like, oh, it was cute. It's not like before where the show was like, oh my God. Which sucks because it was the 50th. So you were hoping it'd be like, oh my God. Like, it was cute. It had like a lot of, it was weird though, because I'm like not spoiling anything, but by the time you see it, so you forget. Like you know how the last one, like you saw like all, like it had clips of all these different movies and like all this stuff, like whatever. Like this one, like just definitely was just like the same, like five movies over and over again. And it was like a lot of like the newer ones, which like made sense because new movies, but like you would think like 50th anniversary, we're celebrating like all everything.
Right.
It'd be like a bunch of, and like they were in it, but it just like wasn't as prevalent. And I don't know, it wasn't as like spectacular as the last one, which like I get because like how do you top it? But also like then why take it away? You know, like you're gonna like not do that. Like you could have easily kept it. You could have easily kept it. Yeah, added on, like revised it. So it's interesting. So when we go, just so everyone knows, I'm taking Sandy, but she's feeling all better. It's gonna be her little celebration. We're going to Disney. You'll hear about it when we eventually go. I literally have tickets saved for her, just for her, that we're gonna go to Disney.
And I'm like
our reviews after.
I'm like ill-ish, not with like COVID or anything. I'm just
You've like, talked about it on here.
Have I?
Yeah, you've mentioned that you're sick, but you haven't said like we haven't gone into detail, but you've mentioned
So yeah, I'm just, you know, hopefully on the mend. So, well, not on the mend, but hopefully it'll be bearable enough that I can like go long distances. That's really the key. As long as I can walk a long distance, then I can have fun.
I can go the distance. You're gonna be hurt, guys.
But like, it's just, I don't wanna, the one thing I don't wanna do is go into like one of those little wheelchair things.
Why? We can cut the lines.
Yeah, but, oh, God.
No, I know. It's a lot.
So much. No thanks. My mom did that once when we went to Disney. I was like 8 or 9. And like my mom has a lot of like different things happening. And she did the wheelchair and she said it was like the best and worst thing that she decided to do because I got to go on all the rides first. But maneuvering it is like so hard and it's hot.
There's so many people. Like,
And you're sticking to the seat and it's just not ideal. So
no, I understand. Yeah, anyway, and also the longer we wait too, there's gonna be so many new things opening in the next couple months. That'd be great because there's gonna be like a whole new experience for you on top of that. Very true. Exciting. So yeah, that was my Disney experience. I also did Halloween Horror Nights, which I'm gonna try to do every year, depending on houses. I did the Haunted of Hill House one. It was amazing.
How was that?
Do you watch that season?
Good. I did.
The first season? Yeah. Okay, so I never watched the first season. I only watched the second season, right? So then I went back and I was like, okay, before I go to Universal, obviously I need to watch the first season. Like, I'm not going to buzz this house. So we were literally finishing it, like, on our way to Universal. Like, we were, like,
oh my God,
watching it. because of how, like, it was like a last minute thing we decided to do, and it was so good, obviously loved the show, and it, but it was like the entire day of what, like, literally from the morning till the time we got there at night watching Hill House, getting on the, like, we got to Universal, and then I got on the line, and then I'm in Hill House. So, like, that was a cool experience. Like, I don't know if I'd recommend it again in the future, but, like, watching whatever you're about to go into before, like, it's really cool. So I really recommend it for people.
Also, that show is so scary. How did you, I would have, like, thrown up.
It really wasn't that scary for me. Oh, the show was so monologue-y that it was, like, scary, but it was not scary, scary for me. I don't know, it's just like more thrill. I really like the story of it. I think it was really, really cool. So the house was amazing though. Like, I wish I was able to go through it multiple times. It just was a long wait. It was so detailed. Like, you were going through and you were literally going through everything you see in the show. Like, the tall man, the bent neck lady, the kids, every single scene that you've seen. Not every single scene, but, like, it was like you were literally going through every single, like, flat, like, anything in the house. It wasn't anything outside of the house, but everything related to the house.
Okay.
Because you were walking through the house. The one that scared me was, like, so there's a scene in the show where, like, what's his name? The kid's name. Not Nelly, but her brother, twin brother. He was, like, going down the freight elevator, and he gets stuck in the basement, and then the thing comes out. It's like, like, that scared me. So I was turning a corner, and I realized that we were in the freight, we were in the basement, and then an actor came in the floor crawling, and I was like, oh my God. And I jumped. That scared me, but they can't get close to you for the COVID.
Yeah.
And some of them too, like, when you're going through the houses, some of them have plexiglasses, so, like, you know when it's coming.
Okay.
Which is, like, still fine. That's, it's, like, still, like, really nice. Detailed. Yeah, and they have to wear masks too, so, like, you know what's happening. But, like, a lot of the special effects were cool, and, like, when you were leaving the house, the tall man walked behind you. So, like, it was scary. It was crazy. Yeah, that was cool. And then we did Beetlejuice House, which was so detailed, like, obviously not scary, but, like, so freaking cool. They had, like, so many Beetlejuice actors, which were so funny. I tried to record the beginning and they're like, no recording, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. So scary. And so that was really good. And then I didn't get to do the Texas Chainsaw one, unfortunately, which I heard was good too. But yeah, it was, like, really fun. Like, Halloween Horror Nights is fun. It's a great, like fun thing to do with friends. But it was hard because, like, we were tired because we flew in that morning and then went straight there. So I don't recommend doing that. But
yeah, that's
my quite a lot spooky experiences for the year, because we're not doing anything other spooky things.
Yeah,
we're going to Halloween brunch. And then you're going pumpkin picking, right? Or did you guys go already?
No, we haven't gone yet, because, like, every weekend we have the entire month of August. What is this month?
August. October.
Spooky October. Season. The entire month of October, every weekend we are doing, it's like, we're doing something. Like, we have something this weekend or next weekend. Like, I know there's something I have to do. I don't remember what it is. So there's always, like, things going on, so we want to go. It's just a matter of figuring out when we actually go. We want to go before November.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we could go in November, but
no apples. Like, those are done with.
Yeah, and then it's, like, not as spooky.
We did today, which was nice and, like, fall related. Is we went to a farmer's market, and, like, I wore my little spooky shirt, and we got, like, this really great fresh, like, croissants. We got, like, fresh, like, apple cider donuts. And then, like, the farm that we went to one time with Chester was there. Like, they were doing the little, like, thing in the farmer's market, which I didn't know. So it was cool. So I got, like, fresh apple cider. We got apples to make pie. And then we were going to grab a pumpkin, but didn't have pumpkin we wanted. So I was, like, basically doing everything we would do at a, like, at a pumpkin picking, but just not going there. Great. And it was felt so spooky enough. We were there for 2 hours. Like, we were gone for 2 hours and came home and we're like, this was a great little fall spooky thing. Rather than going all the way, like, an hour away.
Well, that's the thing, because there's, like, little farms. I think it's Mountainside. Because there's, like, Echo Lake Park, and then there's, like, Dryer Farms. And there's another farm that has a pumpkin picking thing. So we were just gonna stop there if we end up not going to, like, a big one. Because we go to Dreyer Farms every week. and which is not good for the bank account because everything there is so expensive and it's so good. That crazy. Oh my God, it's just delicious. Everything there is so good. And they have like these delicious pies and like he gets donuts and we buy like have like fresh heavy cream and like.
So you already had your spooky take. You're fine.
Yeah, like, we already did like a fall activity all month long.
Yeah, and then Charlie's gonna get a little costume too, so it's fine.
Well, we'll see. He got this NYX. It's like a bandana that he puts on the collar. Oh God, it's so cute. I have to show you a picture. He's literally the most precious little thing. And he was fine with that. So I was like, hey, maybe he'll, if we can get something that's like just neck and chest.
Yeah.
Don't like.
That's what I do with Chester. It. I literally just get him something that's like a shirt. So it's like not on his legs, but it's like just around his body, but not annoyingly around his body. That he could just be like, if he's cold, it would just be like, okay. He has a spooky sweater on right now. And then I got him like a skeleton shirt so he could be a skeleton. Because anything with like the heads and stuff. Like, I don't know how other dogs, like, you know, the thing where they put in the front and it's a like, little like thing, like a little present or like little like monkey. Like, I don't know how people do that because Chester would just demolish it.
I think like Charlie doesn't, he wouldn't care about this. It's just like when he goes to lay down, if it's like in the way, he's going to like, try to like take it off so he could lay down. But yeah, like we like put like blankets on his head and he just like stares at us. And he's like, what are we doing? So he's pretty chill about it, but I feel like if it was on him for more than like 20 minutes and he wanted to like lay down, he'd be like, I am in discomfort. Take it off me.
Oh my God.
We'll see. And you know, Dom is like so anti dog costume.
I don't know why. Though. If anyone else is, let us know. Like, I love dog costumes. I don't like excessive dog costumes. It just feels like a lot and they're uncomfortable, which is basically what we just said. But as long as they're cute and comfy, why not?
I just
do a nice family
costume. Just a little something. Yeah. Just if he's dressed up, you know?
He needs a Christmas sweater too. Like, it's gonna be cold. Give him a little Christmas sweater. You know, it'd be great.
He's gonna be so cute.
I can't wait to see him. Her dog is literally all black, so I cannot wait to see him in the snow. Like, he's just gonna stick out like a sore thumb. He's gonna be so cute. He's gonna be running around the snow. And I can't wait to see it. God, I really can't wait to see it. Also, isn't he a Floridian?
Right? Yeah, he's from Florida.
Did he go in the snow last year? No, right?
No, he did.
A little bit. Yeah, he did.
Like, it was like he had like one big snowstorm where it was like a lot of snow. He was like, what the heck? What is this? Why are we going in it? What are you like? We took him out for the first time, and he was like, "Oh my God, no!" And you're like, "Charlie, look, like it's snow." And it took like a couple of walks, like when we would like walk him, and at first he was like, "I'm not doing this. I don't like this. Take me inside." And then eventually he was like, "Oh wait, this is fun!" And then he like rolls in the snow and. Enjoys it, but it took a long time to get him, like, you know, Charlie, it is fine. It's not going to eat you.
So then this year when he sees it, he'll be like, oh my God, it's back.
And like, yeah, crazy. He's going to be really excited. So it's very cute, my doggy. I love my doggy.
Well, that was all my catch-ups of the year. Oh, the last thing was Sandy had an anniversary. Congratulations, Sandy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. We are 8 years as of October 5th, which is like a lifetime, a literal lifetime.
8 years of dating.
It is nuts. It's like, well, not nuts, but it's just crazy to think that you've been with a person for that long.
It's like we're going full circle back to the beginning and when we're talking about time, how time flew. And like, time flew. You guys went from year one to year eight now. Being together 8 years,
a long time, but also just we're so young, so it's like it's 8 years, but it's also like the very beginning of life where we're like actually able to do things and not like we don't have curfews or like set schedules to see each other. We don't walk home from school, like all that stuff I feel like obviously it counts, but like,
it was great and it built your relationship to now, but yeah, you're still growing.
Like our real adult relationship has been like 5 years. I would say like 5 years of like real adult.
Big. 5 years, which is big. Yeah, that's a big really anniversary. Big.
So yeah, is we went to what is that place called? Herb Kitchen. Heirloom Kitchen. It is a very yummy place in Old Bridge, New Jersey, and it's like, it is like fancy and bougie. We are not fancy bougie people. Only when it comes to food, we will literally spend our entire paychecks on food. Me and him.
That's once what we in a lifetime like experience.
So we did like it's like a prefixed meal, and you get like four courses.
That's like eight like courses. Pick. Damn.
I wish.
But four is so good. So four is still a lot.
And it's like by this chef that he's like really famous chef, and you get like these beautiful wines, and they put in these like marble casings, and it's like all fancy. And you get to like pretend that you have a ton of money and like eat all this food and then go home.
As long as you're really fancy and special, that's all that matters.
Yeah, it was just kind of fun.
So what are you guys gonna do for 10 years?
Probably the same thing. probably the same exact thing.
It's a decade. Decade.
Really, I know. But me and him are just, we know, like we both know what makes each other happy, and we both know that food is just it.
You should go like to a special place, like take a vacation to get just for food. And take a vacation to this one place of one food that you just always want to try. That's what's special about it.
I mean, yeah. I'm hoping that
you guys have like a big party or something. But like,
well, like I'm hoping by really 10 years big. We can actually go places, because we still can't leave the country to most places. So it's like, even if we wanted, like, we've been dying to go on vacation. But like vacation to us is not like, like for him, Disney's not a vacation. To him, that's like a trip. We're going on a trip to Disney. It's not a vacation for him.
Yeah.
So like a vacation is like going to Puerto Rico or going to Italy or going to France or going to New Zealand. Like that to him is like a way to relax. He wants to chill. He doesn't want to do a bunch of different things. And I completely agree, even though to me, Disney is fun. But that's just me.
He's just never been there, and so he's never experienced it yet.
He's not gonna think it's fun. I know him. He's gonna be like, this is great. I know you're happy, so that's cool. But we'll go once. Yeah. So like that's what we've been wanting to do and dying to do, but it's just not possible. So we've been like, and we're such big hotel people. We love hotels.
Yeah,
we love
the best hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you guys should go to Canada.
Yeah, can we go to Canada?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to go to Canada?
Yeah. You can go to Canada. You can go to Mexico. You can go to Puerto Rico. You can go basically like surrounding.
Okay. So, I mean, like,
you guys should definitely do a cruise. You guys should do a cruise if you really can.
I hate boats.
Oh, really? I didn't know that about you.
I hate boats.
Like, I have no idea.
One of my biggest fears is drowning. And in conjunction with that, my biggest fear is that my cruise gets hit by something, or we hit a rock or an iceberg, and I slowly sink into the water and drown. That is my biggest fear in life, other than being buried alive.
Yeah, buried alive. Like,
I don't even think I could get on like a yacht or okay, like a
sailboat. You guys shouldn't do a cruise. You should do Canada for some fancy hotel or fancy experience food.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do Mexico for the foods. And then it's kind of like all-inclusive resort where you just like chilling by the beach and some nice food. Or if you can, like go abroad.
I know.
Because it's 2 years. It's 2 years now, so we don't know where we'll be in 2 years, but if not.
That's the thing though. Like, everything's just taking so long to like open up. Because remember when we thought like, oh yeah, by But by next year, we'll be able to travel again. No, we can't. And it's been almost 2 years. So I'm not going to like plan until, if I find out tomorrow that like everything is open, I am dropping everything and just leaving for 2 weeks. Because yeah, God, we all need it.
Definitely not a vacation like between now and 2 years, and then 2 years from now, you guys definitely need to do something for the 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, like really, we're just, I don't know. We are very particular about what we like to do.
And yeah, you guys need something special, romantic, nice, yeah, intimate, food, hotel for that 10-year anniversary. Like, you need it. That's my big, love that. The decade.
No, a decade.
Some good together. Gifts for each other.
That's so funny.
10-year birthday card.
Like, I don't know if you've realized, like, if you feel this, and we're not big gift people. Like, we...
Are you sure you love like, it other ways?
Yeah. Like, we don't buy gifts for... We do buy gifts for each other, but not for special occasions. It's usually just, like, you randomly buy a gift or something. But when it comes to, like, anniversaries or things like that, usually our gift to each other is, like, paying for the meal, or like
I if feel we're like that's doing also experience with time too. I feel like the more anniversaries, like at that point, it's also like also depending on where your anniversary lies, it could be around the holidays, could be around like the birthdays and stuff. So it's like with time, yeah, it's just easier just to like also do that. And then you're also just like celebrating the moment rather than being like, I love you, here's a watch. Like it's kind of like more significant in a way of like, let's pay for this amazing experience together, and we're going to remember this experience forever, which I think is also great.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with that though.
Like it's just, especially because we live together now. So it's like, I feel like when we didn't live together, it was like, why haven't I seen him in 2 weeks and our anniversaries this time? So I know he wants this pair of shoes and here it is. Like, that's like a big thing because we don't see each other. But now I see him every day. And I know basically I know his day to day, I know what he wants and doesn't want and all this stuff. So it's like more special to do other things now that we live together.
Especially the thing outside of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like something that doesn't involve us just sitting next to each other and watching TV. Because that's like beautiful, lovely, love that. But yeah. Especially now that we live together. It's such a different way of like figuring out how to go on dates, you know?
How to vibe.
Yeah. Because I remember like I used to think a date with him was like sitting on the couch because we didn't live together. So you're like, oh my God, I get to spend time with him and we're gonna, you know, sit together and watch a movie. Or,
yeah.
Like that was like a date. And now we do that every day. Like every night we watch TV and go to bed. So now like dates are like actually.
But then I feel like people make their special thing. Like our thing has always been like going to the movies. People do like going to certain restaurants or trying new food. Like it's still a similar, but you find the thing that like works for you that is still a date. That's special.
So yeah. I like him. He's kind of cool. We'll stick around.
For 8 years, you know, we'll keep going.
Yeah. My mom was like, 8 years? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I guess he's going to stick around. And I said, I guess so.
You said, did you question that before? No, were you like, okay, maybe, we'll see.
She's like, all right. This is like a real thing. I said, Mo, it's been a real thing for a long time.
Yeah.
It's been
sorry you're late to the party, but it's here. It's been here.
I think after we got Charlie, it should have kind of clicked that we were kind of in it for a long time.
Oh, that's so funny. She's just funny girl, though.
I know, Miss Ruth. Gotta love her.
Well, thank you guys for listening to our catch up on our lives, which was a lot, but we're great to be back. We're going to be back. Oh, I do have an announcement. Is that something that Sandy doesn't know either? We're going to surprise her. Oh my God. I am starting with my girlfriend, Rachel, a YouTube channel. Yay.
Yay. Oh my God. What about?
We're selling Legos and our pops. So it's going to be called the Lego Pop Collector. Okay. It's going to be focused primarily on that because that's what we do like with our free time. My girlfriend Rachel is a Lego collector, and I am a pop collector, hence the name Lego Pop Collector. You can follow her on Instagram at Bricks of Adventure. She's really cool. She has almost 500 followers. It's really dope. And then like I'm growing my pop collection, so it's going to be like reviewing all the newest pops and Legos and like all the stuff we buy and how we're growing it and making our own stuff, especially with Lego. Like there's so much to talk about and do. So if you're really into that stuff, like give us a follow. If you're not, just check it out anyway.
Fun.
So we're gonna be starting that in the next coming weeks, so you can look out for that as well. And then the podcast is back. Anyway, so yeah, obviously my Instagram is back up and running, so I'm doing a lot more like tips and tricks for Disney World. If it's your first time ever going to Disney, or you're going to Disney, it's overwhelming, and also first time going post COVID, because there's a lot of stuff that's changed and new. Something, a lot of stuff on my Instagram, so you can follow me on Instagram at jennifer.iris_. Yeah, and just for any nice Disney fun nerdy content, you can follow me. And then if you just want to follow Sandy, just follow Sandy because she's cool.
Yeah, I don't post ever.
You can see her dance, anything. Like her teaching students, so that's cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I am not a social media girl.
Yeah, your dog.
But if you're interested in just looking at what I do in life sometimes
with her dog,
you can definitely follow me. And you know, eventually when I like actually start dancing again, there will be things to update on, but right now it's just me and there's nothing particularly exciting going on. So
but she is amazing.
Well, of course, I'm just a very captivating and entertaining individual. But Jen's actually doing substantial things, like productive things that are fun to watch. So
thanks. But yeah. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening for today's episode. We will catch you soon. We're back up and running and we're very excited. So thank you guys and have a magical day, night, whatever time it is.
Yeah. Have a great night, morning, and we'll see you soon.